And now joining us for some analysis of the convention is Slate's Mickey Kouse, who writes the magazine's weblog, Kouse Files. Mickey has been blogging from the Boston Democratic Gathering. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks, Noah.
Last night really belonged to Vice Presidential candidate John Edwards. The first time, primaries aside, first time many Americans had seen Edwards speak live. How do you think he did?
It wasn't the best Edwards can do. If you haven't seen him before, you probably thought, hey, this guy's pretty appealing. But he can give a much more dynamic speech even than that. This speech seemed to be sort of worked over by higher-ups in the campaign, and it had the effect of deadening it somewhat. I thought parts of the speech were very effective and parts of the speech were less effective. But overall, he's a very appealing candidate.
And tonight is the big night for John Kerry. Of course, he will be there in Boston at the Fleet Center to accept the Democratic presidential nomination. This is his time. What does he have to do to make this work?
He has to do a whole lot. I mean, he not only has to fill in the specifics of what he stands for, he has to give people some idea of how he would govern, what kind of president he would be. Keep in mind, with the exception of a short stint as lieutenant governor and as prosecutor, he's been a legislator all his life. And Democrats of all stripes think Kerry's going to be their guy. The liberal Democrats think he's going to be a liberal. The conservative Democrat DLC types think he's going to be a conservative DLC type. That helps him within the party because everybody supports him because they think he's going to be with them. It hurts him in the general election because voters don't know quite what they're getting. Keep in mind, this is not a man known for his oratorical skills, and in fact, the very idea of giving a bombastic speech tends to bring out the worst in him. So he's got a huge challenge ahead of him.
Now, in your blog from Slate, you have been critical over the weeks and months of John Kerry as a candidate. Have you seen anything there at the convention? Of course, he's not there yet, but has anything happened at the convention that's changing your mind?
No. The general sentiment among Democrats is there's a pretty good convention, a lot of nice parties, but we don't see that we've done anything that's really going to invigorate the wider electorate that is or isn't watching. That does not mean that Kerry can't pull it out. It just means that the convention so far, with the possible exception of Barack Obama's speech and Edwards' speech, people don't feel that it's done the job for them.
We're in well into the age of the new media now, and this is being called the year of the blog at this convention. I understand bloggers have their own area there, and there was a blogger party last night. How do you fit in to this group, and can you actually recognize a blogger when you pass one on the floor?
Now I sort of know some of their faces. So I can. Bloggers are just journalists who are ordinary citizens, or ordinary citizens pretending they're journalists or being journalists. And we're the toast of the town this time. You know, people offer us free drinks, and you know, the party was very good last night. Blogging parties tend to be great because these people have been cooped up in their own rooms for months and months and months, and they're happy to see a crowd. So everybody's very friendly. There's no attitude. That said, the conventions do not show blogging at its best. You're competing with 15,000 other journalists. You're up in the blogger's row, which is in the nosebleed seats. You don't really get a sense of what's going on in the hall. It's very hard from up there to go and mingle on the floor and talk to the real politicals who know whatever inside skinny there is, which isn't much. Most of the bloggers spend most of their time talking to foreign reporters about what it's like to blog a convention.
Right.
I had a blogger said, I've given 8 interviews now to various news organizations. I haven't had time to blog.
Opinion and analysis from Mickey Kouse, who writes the Kouse Files blog for Slate. Thanks, Mickey.
Thanks.